The Controlled Substances Work Group is composed of doctors, pharmacists, and law enforcement. Their goal is to come up with recommendations for a new approach in dealing with prescription drug abuse in Wisconsin. Some suggestions so far include more education for parents and kids, more drug disposal options, and better monitoring. Dorothy Cheney is an alcohol and other drug abuse program manager at the Marshfield Clinic and also chairs the work group. She says prescription drug abuse is reaching epidemic levels in the U.S., but there is limited data collected in Wisconsin.
We don't have a comprehensive surveillance system statewide that can really measure adequately the scope of the problem.
In May of 2010, the legislature passed a bill to establish a prescription drug monitoring program, or PDMP, at the request of the work group. That adds Wisconsin to a list of 47 states with similar legislation. Cheney says a PDMP is an electronic database that tracks who buys the drugs and keeps addicts from getting similar drugs from multiple pharmacies.
The prescription drug monitoring program is going to solve a lot of this, and it's not designed to make it more difficult for folks who are seeking prescription medications for legitimate medical reasons. A prescription drug monitoring program that's well designed is going to make it more difficult for drug seekers to get the prescription painkillers.
But the program hasn't been implemented yet. The law gives the state pharmacy examining board until 2012 to set up the program. Cheney says the board has applied for a federal grant to help pay for it, but is waiting for a response. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.